Morning. When I woke up this morning, the Lord gave me Psalm 34. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And so I was so excited when I saw the song up on the screen this morning. Again, it lets me know I've heard from the Lord for today. And I don't know about you, but I want more and more and more of His love. Because love is the foundation to every circumstance and situation in our lives. So today we're going to learn about how to love ourselves. When we truly receive God's love in our hearts, we step into the arena where loving ourselves is possible.
我们就踏到这个领域里面, 就是让我们能够来爱自己。
The Bible reminds us that
圣经提醒我们说,
we love Him because He first loved us.
我们爱是因为神先爱了我们。
Father God is the imitator of love. He broadcasts who He is as love to us with an invitation to of love to Him.
那当他将他的爱散播在我们的心中的时候，就是来邀请我们能够用他给我们的爱来爱他。
The fruitfulness of our love relationship with God.
那我们就是我们跟神之间这个爱的关系能所能结出的果子的多少呢？
Relies on our hearts receiving the love transmitted from heaven.
都是基于我们能够领受天上所倾倒下来的爱有多大的程度。
So we must first learn to receive love.
所以我们需要先学习怎么样领受爱。
Loving ourselves is based on receiving the unending love that God has for us.
爱自己呢, 就是基于我们领受神对我们那个永不止息的爱。
We cannot love God until we have first received it from Him.
我们如果没有先从神领受他的爱的话, 我们就没有办法爱他。
And allow that love to permeate the way we see ourselves.
然后容许这个爱, 就是来浸透, 就是我们看自己的方式。
The love of God pours out the love of God pours out always us to see ourselves through that love.
那神的爱倾倒在我们身上呢, 就是让我们能够用神的眼光来看自己。
Therefore, we can know we have connected to God's love.
那因此我们就可以从这里知道我们已经连结于神的爱了。
When we were able to love ourselves properly.
当我们能够就是用正确的方法来爱自己的时候，我们就知道我们真的连上了神的爱了。
We cannot love God until we have first received it from Him.
我们除非先领受了神的爱，不然我们没有办法爱他。
And allow that love to permeate the way we see ourselves.
然后容许他的爱来浸透我们看自己的方式。
Many times we see ourselves from a different perspective.
常常我们是用不同的眼光来看自己的。
Sometimes because of our growing up.
有时候是因为我们成长的背景。
Sometimes because no one ever told us how to see ourselves.
那有时候是因为从来没有人教导我们应该用什么样的眼光来看自己。
But what does it truly mean to live a healthy self-love?
可是如果有一个健康的，就是自己对自己的爱，到底是长什么样子呢？
Many of us are struggling with what love, with what loving yourself means.
我们很多人都在挣扎这个问题，就是说爱自己到底是什么意思？
I know I do.
我知道我有这个挣扎。
So I want to share a few points with you.
所以我要跟你们分享几点。
Of what it means to live in a healthy self-love environment.
就是活在一个就是对自己一个健康的爱的氛围里面是什么样的情况？
Number one.
第一。
Loving yourself allows you to see yourself the way God sees you.
那第一个呢，就是爱自己的时候，就是帮助自己能够看自己，用神的眼光来看自己。
In thoughts, words, and actions.
那就是在你的思想，在你的话语和你的行为。
You are able to relate to yourself from a motivation of love.
你可以和自己有这个跟自己有这个人际关系，那是从爱用爱为出发点的。
You are at peace to be yourself.
你可以有这个平安，有这个确信，可以做自己。
Because this is the environment self-love creates.
因为就是当你自己爱自己的时候，就是那个氛，就是会创造出这样子的氛围。
Your pattern of living.
你就是生活的这个方式，你的生活模式呢？
From a pure reflection of God's love for you.
就是成为一个就是神怎么样爱你的这一个反射。
You really get a sense of how God sees you.
你开始感觉到就是说神是用什么样的眼光来看你的。
Therefore you live life based on that perception.
那因此你生活的方式你就变成就是说你是用这个眼光 来作为你生活的基本。
Number two,
第二
，loving yourself involves unconditional acceptance.
爱你自己呢，包括就是无条件的接纳。
There is no way to move forward with a healthy life without first accepting yourself in love.
在你就是说在爱里面接纳自己之前，你是不可能就是说在一个健康的生命里面往前行的。
Right where you are.
就是你要相信，就是说你现在就在这里，就是现在这一刻。
With no strings attached.
没有任何的没有任何的可是。
Love comes in with an invitation for healthy relationships.
就是当爱进来的时候，就是这是一个邀请，就是进到一个健康的关系里面。
Many people are trained to think.
很多人就是说被训练要想说。
I will love myself when.
就是当我达成这个的这个目当我达成这个目标的时候，我就可以爱自己，或者是说，当我这成为这样的人的时候，我就可以爱自己。
But this is not loving.
可是这不是爱。
Loving yourself calls for unconditional self-acceptance.
爱就是包括爱就是说他需要的就是一个无条件的接纳。
You have to learn to accept yourself just as you are.
你需要学习，就是照你自己现在的样子来接纳自己。
Because God loves you.
因为神爱你。
And He cares so much about you.
并且他非常的关心你。
So we have to think about how does God see us.
所以我们要想想看神怎么看我们。
With remember, loving ourselves defines.
我们需要记得，就是说爱自己，就表示。
How we find acceptance in life.
那就是爱自己呢，就定义了，就是我们在我们的生命当中，我们会怎么样，就是怎么样来领受接纳。
And in communicating.
那当我们在沟通的时候，我们也是用这个为出发点的。
It keeps you rooted in a sense of belonging.
那这个对自己的接纳呢，就是让我们能够扎根在一个好像一个归属感里面。
And not based on merit or performance.
那就变成说我们不是靠着行为或者是表现来得到接纳。
Sometimes we work so hard.
有时候我们很努力工作。
And we think that's loving ourselves.
我们觉得好像说我们只要努力然后用功，这个就表示是爱自己。
Because we think that's a way of keeping ourselves motivated and accepted by others.
就我们觉得说哦，这个是就是让我们持续有动力，然后让就是说别人能够接纳我的方式。
But we have to learn and realize.
可是我们需要学习并且意识到。
That is not how God wants us to accept ourselves.
这不是神要我们接纳我们自己的方式。
Whether you are surrounded by a crowd.
不管你是不是身边有一大群
of affirming people,
就是很会鼓励你，很会就是肯定你的人
or sitting in quiet solitude,
或者是你是独自一人 坐在就是说就是没有其他人的地方
self-love keeps you satisfied in the arms of God's acceptance.
你对自己的爱就会让你在神的那个就是接纳的臂膀里面就是真的是得着满足。
Number three.
第三点
，loving yourself establish your worth and value in a healthy way.
爱自己呢，就会将你的价值感和你的价值感就是会建立在一个健康的样子上。
Loving yourself sets the tone for the way you establish your worth in life.
那爱自己呢，就是取决了就是你在生命当中，就是说你对自己的那个价值感，就是是从你是否爱自己决定的。
When you love yourself properly,
当你正确的爱自己的时候，
you gain a healthy sense of value based on the simplicity of being loved.
你有个健康的价值感，是因为就是很单纯的被爱而出现的价值感。
Loving yourself as God does,
那就是用神的方式来爱自己呢？
grounds your worth in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
就是让我们的价值就变成说是就是建立于耶稣为我们所做的牺牲。
Who gave his life for us as a love gift.
因为耶稣把自己的生命给了我们作为一个爱的礼物。
His death and resurrection gave you the opportunity to become the Father's treasured child.
他的死和他的复活都让我们有这个机会可以成为天父心爱的儿女。
Loving yourself has nothing to do with your roles or achievements.
那爱自己跟你所扮演的角色和你所达成的一些成功或者是目标完全没有任何的关系。
But in simply accepting the invitation to be God's child.
那就是而是就是说基于就是说很单纯的接受就是神对你的邀请成为神的儿女。
Performance cannot enhance the love a father has for his child.
表现是没有办法让一个父亲对他的儿女 的爱来增加的。
So growing in self-love is founded upon the ability of a child learning to receive love.
所以活在对自己健康的爱呢，就是一个小孩子就是在长大过程中就是要学习怎么样就是说怎么样来接受爱。
Amen. It's like when a mother has a baby.
就像一个妈妈有生一个小婴孩的时候，
And the mama holds the baby close,
那当这个妈妈将婴儿就是抱在胸怀，
the baby can feel the love of the mama.
那这个婴儿就可以感受到妈妈的爱。
And God wants us,
那神要我们
to crawl up in his lap,
就是要爬到他的腿上，
so we can feel his love as his child.
就是身为他的儿女，我们可以感受到他的爱。
And I tell you this,
那我也告诉你这一点，
is one of the mostWonderful experiences you can ever experience being with the Father.
和天父在一起是你能够经历到就是说最美好的一个经历。
Number four.
第四点。
Loving yourself is built on kindness and patience.
爱自己是基于恩慈和忍耐。
This is based on 1 Corinthians 13.
那这个是哥林多前书第十三章。
I believe patience and kindness are the main two pillars of love.
就是耐心和恩慈是是爱的两根就是最基本的柱子。
They make the way for the rest of love's power to manifest.
他们就是开路让就是说爱的其他的大能够彰显出来。
Now kindness is what love gives out.
恩慈就是爱所给出的东西。
And patience is what love can handle.
那耐心就是爱所能承受所能解决的。
Self-love manifests best when you engage the pillars of love, patience, and kindness toward yourself.
就是当你就是说用这些柱，就是爱的柱子，就是耐心和恩慈来对待自己的时候，这个就是对自己的爱最好的方式。
Therefore, love is patient and is kind.
爱是有耐心的，然后爱是有恩慈的。
They can't go without each other.
这两个就是缺一不可。
Being immersed in self-love involves being patient and kind.
那就是你沉浸在就是说 对自己这个健康的爱里面 的时候呢，就表示你对自己有耐心，然后你对自己是恩慈的。
In all your thoughts and your actions toward
yourself. 在你的思想还有你的行为，就是你对自己的思想和行为上都要对自己有耐心，也要对自己有恩慈。
Loving yourself is not based on circumstances.
爱自己 不基于就是说你身边的情况。
Circumstances get you into a lot of trouble.
因为情况会就是说让你有很多的麻烦。
And then you wonder, oh my God, no one loves me. What's going on?
情况有时候就让你觉得说啊，都没有人爱我，怎么回事？
In fact, the more challenging circumstances become,
其实就是你身边的情况就是越来如果越来越挑战性的话，
the more you need love for yourself.
你就更多需要爱自己。
Otherwise, anger, content.
不然这些愤怒啊，然后就是说这些鄙视。
Self-accusation and self-hate.
还有对自己的这个定罪和控告，还有自恨。
Will scream in your thoughts all day long.
就在你的思想里不断的尖叫。
But love silences the power of those voices.
可是爱让这些在我们头脑里面的这些声音就是完全的静止。
When you have self-love.
当你有对自己的爱的时候。
You are able to engage the power of love.
你可以就是说来汲取这个爱的大能。
Whether other people love you or not.
不管身边的人有没有爱你, 就你都可以来汲取这个爱的大能。
Your self-esteem and identity is not hinged on every act of others.
你的自己的自信，还有就是说你对自己的身份和位分，就是并不是基于别人的行为或者对你的态度。
We have to realize that our identity is not tied up in other people.
我们的位分跟其他的人没有关系。
It's not tied up in mama or daddy.
不是，我们的位分跟我们的妈妈或爸爸没有关系。
It's not tied up in the leaders of the church.
我们的位分和我们的属灵权柄也没有关系。
It's not tied up definitely in friends.
那我们的位分绝对不跟我们的朋友没有关系。
It has to be tied up in Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们的位分，我们的身份，我们自己是谁，一定要跟耶稣基督有关系。
We have to know who we are in Him.
我们需要知道我们在他里面是谁。
And as we learn to know who we are in Him,
那当我们学习到在他里面我们自己是谁的时候，
we can better understand ourselves.
我们就可以更了解自己。
And love ourselves.
并且更爱自己。
Amen.
Amen.
When I love myself,
当我爱自己的时候,
hardship loses the power over me.
那身边这些困难的事情就失去他们的能力。
And relationships become less complicated.
那人际关系也变得就是简单化，不再这么复杂。
Number six,
第六点,
loving yourself cultivates a healthy acceptance of your flaws.
爱自己呢，就会来培养一个对自己的弱点或者是软弱的一个健康的接纳。
Self-love puts all our struggles and weaknesses into the right perspective.
那对自己的爱呢，就是会让我们所有的挣扎和我们的软弱，都好像就是我们可以用对的眼光来看。
It even puts sin in the right perspective.
甚至把我们犯的罪都可以用对的眼光、对的角度来看。
One thing we have to remember.
我们需要记得的一件事情。
That love does not ignore sin.
就是爱绝对不会说忽视罪。
It covers it and creates an atmosphere.
可是爱会做的事情呢，就是它会遮盖罪，然后它会制造一个氛围。
Whereby sin can be healed and powerfully destroyed or put away.
那就是说，它会制造这个氛围，让罪可以被医治，然后就是说可以用大能来除去。
When you love yourself,
当你爱自己的时候，
there's no need to obsess over those things that other people are hide every day.
就你不需要好像就是很惊恐、很恐慌的，就是说在，就是说对那些就是别人可能别人每天都在隐藏的这些事情，就是说你不需要就是为这些事情好像很恐慌，然后一直定睛在这个东西上面。
Instead, you can affirm who you are and be authentic about it.
而你可以就是说，就是说很坦然，就是说承认你自己是什么样的一个人，然后你可以非常的敞开并且透明。
Love frees you to be yourself without shame.
爱释放你，让你可以就是真实的做自己，而不带着羞耻。
Eliminating the fear of exposure and condemnation.
除去那个对，就是说好像被暴露或者是被定罪的这个恐惧。
Healthy self-love allows you to live accepted.
健康的对自己的爱呢，就是让你能够就是说活一个被接纳的生命。
And safe and at peace in your own skin.
并且就是说在好像活在你自己的这个身体里，就是非常的健康，然后非常的安全。
When you operate in healthy self-love,
当你就说在一个健康的自爱里面的时候呢，
affirming what God says about you,
就是你承认就是神对你说关于你的话语。
It then becomes a byproduct.
就是当你活在一个就是健康的自爱的时候，就是说那个你就很自然的就是会就是说承认并且相信神对你说关于你自己的这些话语。
Self-love says.
那自爱的话就会说这样子。
I choose to love.What God loves.
我选择爱神所爱的。
He loves me.
他爱我。
So therefore I love myself.
所以我也爱我。
Number seven.
第七点。
Loving yourself has a lot to do with self-compassion.
爱自己就是跟就是对自己的怜悯很有关联。
When you learn to love yourself,
当你学习你爱自己的时候，
you give to yourself what you would often extend to someone you love very dearly.
就是你通常会给你很爱的一个人的这个东西，你同时也会给自己。
Many people live kindly towards others.
很多人就是对别人有恩慈。
But never give that level of kindness to themselves.
可是从来不对自己有同样的恩慈。
They may exercise patience with others.
他也许就是说他对别人会有耐心。
But rarely live in that dimension of patience when they look in the mirror.
可是当他们自己看着镜子里的自己的时候，就是从来不对自己有耐心。
This is how people burn out in relationships.
那在人际关系中，就是人们就是说觉得就是精疲力尽，常常就是因为这样子。
They've been living and giving from an empty tank.
因为他们是从一个就是好像空就是那个就是油箱都已经空的情况了，就是说还试着要就是说不断的生活，然后不断的给予。
Loving yourself satisfies the deep longing of your heart.
爱自己会满足，就是你心里面很深的这个渴望。
While establishing a powerful reservoir of compassion to pour out to others.
然后会让就是说你里面的怜悯好像就像一个水库一样，就是说就是积满了水，可以来倾倒给别人。
Number eight.
第八点。
Loving yourself allows you to look in the mirror and like what you see.
爱自己就让你能够就是看着镜子，然后喜欢你看见的。
This is by far the most challenging for many of us.
对很多人来说，这个是最具有挑战性的。
And I can definitely relate to that.
那我自己也有这个问题。
For most of my life,
就是我的一生，我大部分的时间
，looking at a picture of myself，
当我看到我自己的照片的时候
，or even catching a glance。就是、in the mirror,
或者是我在镜子里稍微瞥到自己
were very irritating experiences for me.
对我来说都是一个很让我受不了的经历。
No one taught me,
从来没有人教导我
that seeing myself with the eyes,
就是用
with kind eyes,
就是用恩慈的眼光来看自己
was incredibly important to my health and sanity.
对我的健康和我的精神状况都是非常重要的。
When you don't love yourself,
当你不爱自己的时候
you become trained to see yourself,
就是你变成说你被训练就是用另外一个方式来看自己
with an altered perception that is negative,
就是用一个扭曲改换的眼光来看自己，而这个是负面的。
Your flaws become very magnified,
你会把自己的弱点都放大。
You see things even those around you don't even notice.
甚至你看到你自己的一些瑕疵是连旁边的人都看不见的。
And then for me,
对我自己来说呢
I think they see it all.
我自己就觉得说大家别人都看得见我所有的这些瑕疵和软弱。
When you do not love yourself,
当你不爱自己的时候
you become trained to see yourself.
你变成说你训练自己要看自己的方式
with a different perspective that is very negative.
是从一个非常负面的眼光来看自己。
Yet one of the most powerful ways I engage in loving myself.
可是其中一个就是说非常有大能，就是说我用来看自己的方式呢
？Right away, to always look in the mirror.
就是我看着镜子。
And do it intentionally.
然后我就是下定决心这样子做。
Looking at myself in the eyes.
就是我看着我自己的眼睛。
And see kindness and love and patience.
然后就是我就要。就是要看到就是说恩慈还有耐心还有爱。
Then I ask God to give me eyes of love.
那我就求神给我一个爱的眼光。
To see myself as he sees me.
可以用他看我的方式来看自己。
He loves me.
他爱我。
So he wants us to know how much he loves us so we can love ourselves better.
他要我们知道他有多爱我们，让我们也能够爱更多的爱自己。
Because he made us.
因为他创造了我们。
And the, when you look into the mirror, or when I look into the mirror,
当我们看着镜子的时候，或者是当我看镜子的时候
，I say, Lord, how do you see me today?
我就说主啊，你今天是怎么样看我
？He says, I see you as my beautiful ruby.
他就说，我看你是我美丽的红宝石。
Or sometimes he say, I see you as my bouquet of flowers.
或者是说那个，或者他会跟我说，你就像一束花一样。
I see you as a kind person.
我看你是一个恩慈的人。
These words that God gives to me.
那这些神给我的话语。
Not only help me to see myself.
会不只帮助我，就是说怎么样看自己。
But they're also love words from Him.
那这也是从神来的这个爱的话语。
He tells me.
那他会告诉我。
I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
你受造奇妙可畏。
So I go to the mirror.
所以我就会去镜子那里。
I say, Laura, you're fearfully and wonderful made.
我就说 ，Laura， 你受造奇妙可畏。
Then the next day I'll get up.
然后明天早上我会起来。
I'll go to the mirror.
我会去镜子。
And the Lord will say, you are a ray of sunshine.
那神就说你就像一道阳光一样。
So、I say, Laura, you're God's sunshine.
所以我就说 ，Laura， 你是神的阳光。
So I learned to practice these kind words.
那我就是练习这些就是恩慈的话语。
That teaches me how to love myself more.
就教导我自己怎么样更多的爱自己。
It doesn't matter what people think about you.
不管别人对你的想法是怎
样。But it matters what you think about yourself.
可是你怎么样想自己是很重要的。
One thing that several things that I do every year.
就是我每一年都会做好几次这件事情。
Is when my birthday comes.
就是当我的生日 到的时候
I don't celebrate just that one day.
我不只是庆祝那一天而已
I celebrate all month.
我整个月都在庆祝
And what I do each day.
所以我每一天做的事呢
At least I try when I have the money.
就是至少我有钱的时候我会这样做
I go out and buy myself something special.
我就会出去然后买一些特别的礼物给自己
Sometimes it's ice cream.
有时候是冰淇淋
And I say, Laura, this is for you today.
我就说 ，Laura， 这个是我今天要给你的。
So Laura loves ice cream.
因为 Laura 很喜欢冰淇淋。
Then for Christmas.
那如果圣诞节的话
，I always get myself three presents for Christmas.
我每次都给自己买三件礼物。
And I buy them for myself.
那我是买给我自己的。
Sometimes my husband says, Who are these gifts for?
有时候我的丈夫会说，这些礼物是给谁的
？I say, Ah,、oh, the queen.
哦，是给女王的。
Because the queen loves the queen.
因为女王爱女王。
So the Lord teaches me how to love myself, and it not only in material ways, but also in spiritual ways.
那神教导我怎么样爱自己，不只是在物质上面，而是在属灵上面。
And as you love yourself more,
那当你更爱自己的时候
，you will become to see how God loves you.
你就开始看见神怎么样爱你。
One thing that I enjoy doing before I go to bed at night.
我晚上睡觉前，我很享受做一件。
I say, Lord, tuck me in bed.
我就说主啊，你来帮我盖被子。
And I say that how am I to feel that?
主啊，我要怎么样来感受到，就是说好像你来跟我讲晚安的。
And he brings his presence upon me.
然后他就会将他的同在覆盖在我身上。
And he says, I want you to wrap your arms around yourself.
然后神就跟我说，我要你就是用双手拥抱自己。
So I take myself.
所以我就会就是用我的手来拥抱自己。
Oh, Laura, you feel so good tonight.
我说，Laura, 你今天感受很好。
You will have peaceful sleep tonight.
你今天晚上会睡得很平安。
And you'll be ready to start a new day.
并且你明天早上会预备好要面对新的一天。
So I pray a prayer.
所以我就会祷告。
Lord, help me when I arise each morning.
我就说主啊，求你帮助我每天早上醒来的时候。
That I will see through your eyes.
我就会用你的眼光
How you see me.
来看自己
That I may love myself more.
让我能够更多爱自己
And then as I love myself more.
那当我更爱自己的时候
Then I'm able to love others around me.
那我就能够来爱我身边的人
So I would like for you all to close your eyes.
所以我现在希望大家都可以闭上眼睛
And God wants to give you a love word.
那神想要给你们每一位都有一个爱的言语。
It can be a phrase.
这也许就是只是短短一句话。
Or it can just be one word.
或者是就是一个字。
So we'll sit quietly for a minute.
所以大家都安静地坐下来。
For the Father would say, I created you just as you are.
因为天父要说，我照着你的样式来创造你。
And I love you just as you are.
我也用你现在的这个样式爱你。
So learn to love yourself.
所以学习爱自己。
And not think about what other people may think of you.
不要想说别人会怎么看你。
For you are my child.
因为你是我的儿女。
And you were made in my image.
而你是照我的形象所造的。
You're my beautiful sons and daughters.
你是我美丽的儿子和女儿。
And I love you with an everlasting love.
并且我用永远的爱来爱你。
So I want you to learn to love yourself in a brand new way.
所以我希望你用一个崭新的方式来学习爱自己。
And as you do that,
那当你这样做的时候
you too will be able to love others.
你也能够能爱别人。
So Father, I thank you for this time.
所以天父，我谢谢你给我们这段时间。
That the love words that you've spoken to them.
就是你对他们所说的爱的言语。
That will it will penetrate their hearts and their minds.
让他这个能够刺透他们的心和心思意念。
And cause it to be a transformation from this day forward.
让他从今天开始就成为一个转化的力量。
That they will no longer see themselves in a negative perspective, from a negative perspective.
让他们不再从一个负面的眼光来看自己。
But they will see themselves through your eyes, Father.
他们会透过你的眼光来看自己。
Because you are kind.
因为你是恩慈的。
You're loving.
因为你是充满爱的。
And you're patient.
并且你是充满耐心的。
So Father, teach them how to be patient and kind with themselves.
所以帮助他们要怎么样对自己有耐心，并且有恩慈。
That they may have a healthy relationship for themselves with love.
让他们能够就是在有一个健康的，就是说跟自己的关系。
So Father, we thank you for placing your spirit upon them today.
主，谢谢你将你的灵倾倒在他们的身上。
And that every new relationship will come to the level of love that you want it to be.
让这每一个人际关系都可以到一个就是你所要提升的地步。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to get ready to do prophetic ministry now.
Okay, 那我们现在预备要做那个先知预言的服事。
One of the ways that the Lord shows His love is by giving us a word for someone.
那其中一个神来表明他的爱的方式，就是他会给我们一句，就是说对当其中的人的话语。
I think I mentioned this last time I was here.
我上次来这里的时候，好像也提到这一点。
But it's important to share this again.
可是再分享一次，对，可能我想应该还蛮重要的。
And that is that if you don't receive a word.
那这个就是说，如果你今天没有领受到神给你的话的话。
It doesn't mean that God doesn't love you.
这不表示神不爱你。
He will speak to you in some other way.
他会用其他的方式来对你说话。
Through another person.
会透过另外一个人。
Or maybe through the word.
那或者是透过圣经。
Or it might be that he is trying to strengthen your ability to hear the Lord yourself.
或者是他正在就是说训练你让你自己能够听见他的声音。
I know that I have been in many meetings.
我知道我曾经就是说参加许多的聚会。
Where I felt like I was the only one that didn't receive a word.
好像我感觉到我是唯一一个没有领受到就是台上给我的预言的人。
It's like, what's up, God?
我说主啊，这怎么回事？
What about me?
那我呢？
And he says, I want you to hear for yourself.
那可是神就跟我说，我要你自己听到我的话。
And he always speaks to me.
而且他常常跟我说话。
Now there was one time.
那可是有一次呢。
And I'll share the whole story later.
那就是晚一点我会分享这整个故事。
But I was really in a very, very painful situation.
我那时候在一个非常非常痛苦的情况里面。
And because of the pain, it was hard for me to hear from the Lord.
那因为这个痛苦就让我很困难听到神的话。
And I'm sitting in a big group.
那我那时候就坐在一个很大的一群人当中。
At a conference.
就是在一个特会，然后很多很多人。
And the prophet spoke to me directly.
那这个先知就直接来跟我说话。
And the Lord had such a powerful word for me.
然后就神就给我一个很有大能的一段话。
Because he knew that I needed confirmation.
因为他那时候知道我需要这个印证。
That it was going to be okay.
然后就说我那时候需要就是神的印证，说一切都会 okay 的。
So there are times where he will reach out and touch us when he knows that we're not hearing in any other way.
所以有时候他会用这样的方式来对我们说话，如果说他知道就是我们没有用其他的方式能够听到他。
But please know that he loves you.
可是拜托就是要知道说神爱你。
And there's nothing that you're doing wrong.
也不是你做错了什么。
If you don't receive a word.
如果你今天没有得到就是说先知性的话语的话。
He speaks to his children.
他向来都一直跟他的儿女说话。
In many different ways.
他用很多不同的方法。Amen.这边坐的第三个这个姐妹，对。
The Lord is saying that He loves you very deeply.
神说他深深的爱你。
And He's going to be taking you into a deeper revelation of His love for you.
并且他将要带你进到一个更就是对他的爱更深的启示。
And that you are going to start to see little blessings.Little ways that he's showing you he loves you.
你会开始看到你生命当中有一些小小的祝福，然后就是小小的就是方式，就是神让你看见他爱你。
Actually, some of them may not be so little.
而且有些可能不会这么小。
He says that you have been very faithful.
他说你非常的忠心。
But at times you have doubted yourself.
可是有时候你怀疑自己。
And he says no, no, no.
他说不要这样子。
Don't doubt yourself.
不要怀疑自己。
He sees you through the eyes of a loving parent.
他是用一个就是说非常有爱的这个父母的眼光来看你。
I see a picture of you falling off of a bicycle.
我看到一个意象，就是看到你在骑脚踏车，然后跌倒了。
And I think this is just symbolic.
这个是象征性的。
But what happens is it's almost like you blamed yourself for falling off the bicycle.
可是你从脚踏车上掉下来，你好像就说你怪罪自己。
And I see the Father coming.
可是我看到天父过来到你这里来。
Picking you up.
把你抱起来。
Dusting off your knees.
然后把你的膝盖的灰尘拍掉。
And he says, "You're just learning, my child."
然后就说我的孩子，你只是在学习当中啊。
It's okay. Allow yourself to learn.
没有关系的，你要让容许你自己有机会可以学习。
He's not left you.
他没有离开你。
He's watching you learn to ride the bike.
他在看着你，就是说在学习骑这个脚踏车。
But he's right there with you.
可是他是在那里与你同在的。
He's saying, "Child, I chose you to be a girl."
他说，孩子，我选择你成为一个女生。
I chose you to be exactly who you are.
我选择你，就是你现在这个样子，就是完完全全的是我的选择。
I love everything about you.
我爱你所有的一切。
Relax and enjoy the relationship.
你要放松，然后享受我跟你的这个关系。
Of a loving parent to an adored child.
是一个就是充满爱的父母，然后一个非常被爱的孩子。
Don't listen to the lies of the enemy.
不要听仇敌的谎言。
Spoken through people.
那这些谎言常常会透过人来对你说。
that bring judgment and condemnation.
就是将这些审判和定罪论断带到你生命当中。
I break that now in the name and authority of Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督名和权柄，我断开这一切。
And I declare that wonderful outpouring of God's love over you.
并且我宣告这个美妙的，就是神的爱的倾倒在你的身上。
The Lord wants you to enjoy your life.
神要你享受你的生命。
It's the life He's given you.
这是他所给你的生命。
And so He's going to help you see all the ways that He wants to bless you.
所以他会帮助你看见，就是所有他想要祝福你的方式。
He hasn't forgotten you.
他没有忘了你。
He sees every tear that you cry.
你所哭的每一滴眼泪，他都看见。
Stores them in a bottle.
然后把他们都装在瓶子里。
Because they're so precious to Him.
因为你的眼泪对他是如此的宝贵。
And He's reminding me that He actually takes those tears and turns them into jewels.
那现在他现在就是提醒我说，就是他其实会把你的眼泪，就是说装起来，然后把每一滴都变成宝石。
Because He wants to redeem everything in your life.
因为他想要赎回你生命当中的每一个地方。
Take anything that was meant for evil against you.
就是任何就是说仇敌就是为了邪恶要在你生命当中所做的事情。
Redeem it and turn it for good.
把它赎回变成是好事。
That's how much He loves you.
就是神有多么的爱你。
Amen.
Amen.
First individual in the auto booth, my friend.
就是后面音控这边的第一位。
Yes, you. Can you come out so I can see you a little
bit? 对，你可不可以到前面来，就是让我可以看见你。
There you are. For the Father would say to you.
因为天父要对你说。
That you are a precious one to Him.
你对他来说是一个宝贵的人。
He says you had many disappointments.
他说在你的生命当中曾经有很多的失望。
And you have decided that you don't want to do anything anymore.
并且你甚至下了一个决定说你再也不想要做一些事情了。
But the Father will say to you, daughter.
可是天父要对你说，女儿。
Look up and live.
你要抬起头来，你要活出你的生命。失望会来，可是他们也会去。
He says, I have great things in store for you.
他说我有极大的事情是为你所储存的。
He says, you do have a bright future.
你真的是有一个明亮的未来。
His life seems to have been bumpy lately.
你的生命最近好像非常的颠簸。
But he's beginning to smooth the roads now.
可是他开始要将这个路变得平坦。
He's got you on a narrow path.
他带着你走着一条窄路。
He's going to continue to lead and guide you and direct you.
那他会继续的来带领你，继续的来就是帮助你走对的路子。
He says you feel like you've lost all hope.
他说你好像感觉说你失去了所有的盼望。
But the Lord says, but hope is alive in you.
可是说盼望在你里面是活着的。
He says you have to bring those things to him.
他说你要将这些事带到他的面前。
And tell him just how you feel.
然后告诉他就是你对这些事情的感觉。
He said and as you do that.
那当你这样子做的时候。
Not only will you're being healed from the things that are holding you back.
你会就是说从这些拦住你的东西得着医治。
But you will start to rejoice.
而且你会开始喜乐。
I see the Lord placing a new anointing on you in this hour.
我看见神将一个新的恩膏放在你的身上。
It's an anointing of grace and power.
是一个恩典和能力的恩膏。
He's getting ready to put you on a new assignment now.
那神要开始差派你做新的事情。
It's like a special mission.
是一个非常特别的任务。
He chose you.
那神选择了你。
Because he knows that you will stick with it until the very end.
因为他知道你会坚持到最后。
He says, there's been many things in your life that you have wondered about.
他说在你生命当中有很多事情让你觉得困惑。
And you still wonder today.
然后你直到你今天你都还觉得想不通。
But the Father will say, this is the new season for you.
可是天父说这是一个新的季节。
And everything that you've been wondering about in the past season.
你过去困惑的一切的东西。
He's going to bring revelation.
他就会将启示带到你生命。
He's going to bring clarity.
他会将一个清晰带进来。
He's going to bring understanding.
那他会给你一个新的就是认知。
He says you are his precious one in this hour.
他说你是他所宝贵的。
And that he loves you with an everlasting love.
并且他用永远的爱来爱你。
But you say, Lord, a lot of times I walk alone, I feel alone.
那有时候你说，可是主啊，我有时候觉得我好像非常的孤单，非常的独自一人。
But the Father would say, sometimes we may walk through the valleys of the shadow of death.
那天父说，有时候你会走过死荫的幽谷。
But we must not fear anything.
可是你不要害怕任何事物。
He said, it's all part of the process of where he wants to take you.
这都是这个过程的其中一部分，因为他要带你到一个美好的地方。
He has a plan and a purpose for your life.
他说就是他对你的生命有个计划，有一个蓝图，有一个目标点。
He says in the days ahead.
他说在未来的日子。
He's going to start to download different things that he wants you to do that will take you to your destiny.
他会开始下载，就是说很多就是他要你做的事情，是会将你引向你的命定的。
He says that you won't have to worry about what your assignment or what your destiny or purpose is.
你不需要担心，就是说你的任务或者是说你的命定是什么。
It will be very plain and very clear to you.
因为会非常的清楚，对你来说会觉得说非常的明了，知道是这是什么。
For the Lord would say, "Rise, my daughter."
那神要对你说，女儿兴起。
Hope is alive.
盼望是活着的。
So I want to pray for you.
所以我为你祷告。
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ.
天父，奉主耶稣基督的名。
I speak to her spirit now.
我对她的灵来说话。
I say, "Spirit, rise."
我说，灵啊，兴起。
Hope arise.
盼望兴起。
Be strong.
你要刚强壮胆。
Be strong in the power of His might.
刚强壮胆在神的大能中。
Go forth in joy and peace.
你要往前走，然后在喜乐和平安里面向前行。
For the Lord would say, daughter.
因为神要说，女儿啊。
I have your back.
我会照顾你。
And all you need to do is just keep walking.
你只需要继续往前走就可以了。
And never look back.
不要回头看。
Because your future is very bright.
因为你的未来是明亮的。
But you must keep your head up.
但可是你需要抬头挺胸。
That you may see and know.
让你能够看见并且知道。
What God has in store for you.
就是神为你所预备的。
He said because you deserve the best.
因为你值得最好的。
And He's going to give you the best.
那他会给你最好的。
You're gonna wake up and say, "Oh, I've tasted and really seen how good He is."
你会有一天醒来，然后你会说，我真的尝到主恩的滋味有多好。
He's a good, good father.
他是一个好父亲。
I see the Father giving you a greater measure of finances for your life.
我看到就是说，那个天父将更多的财物给你。
Because you've given out so much.
因为你给了许多。
I saw where you have cast your bread upon the water.
我看到就是说你好像把你的粮食丢在水上。
Now I see it all coming back to you now.
那我看到就是说这些全部都回到你身边。
You will reap a large harvest in this season.
你在这个季节你会有一个极大的收成。
Amen.
Amen. 穿红色的女士。
I keep seeing an interesting vision.
我一直看到一个很有意思的意象。
I see a pathway that has been difficult.
我看到一个就是一段路，然后就是说那个路非常的艰辛。
And then I see it splitting into two pathways.
然后我看到它好像就是说分成两条路。
And then it.Comes around and comes back together again.
然后这个两条路又重新变回一条路。
And this pathway is much smoother.
那就是这个路就是说比较就是平坦很多。
And it opens up into a beautiful horizon.
然后会打开就是说到一个很美的地平线。
I don't know if there has been a decision that had to be made.
我不知道就是在你生命当中是不是就是说那个曾经有一个决定需要做。
Or if there's one forthcoming,
或者是说你再来会有一个决定需要做
，which is represented by the two paths.
那就是这个像就是这个两条分开的路就象征这个决定。
But the Lord is saying that even if you choose the path that you feel was wrong,
那神要对你说，就是即使你觉得你选错了
，the Lord will still bring it back together.
神还是会把它都带回到同一条路。
And put you on a path,
并且会将你放到一个条道路上
that is beautiful,
是美丽的
life is not meant to be so hard,
生命不应该是这么样的艰辛的
there have been hard things,
就是曾经有艰辛的事情发生
But moving forward, this is a new season.
可是往前行，这是一个新的季节。
And this will be a time of great beauty.
那这是会一个是很美丽的一个时刻。
And the Lord is saying, just rest in that.
那神说就安息在这个里面。
The Lord is saying that He is very proud of you.
神说他非常以你为傲。
You've made some hard decisions.
你做了一些很困难的决定。
He's saying that you did make the right decision.
那神说你的确做对了决定。
So just trust your heart as you listen to His heart.
所以你要就是信任你自己的心，当你在聆听神的心的时候。
Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
The lady right here.
啊，这边的姐妹。
Yes, please.
No, her, which one?
That's right. She's right. Oh, that's right. Yeah. You can stand up. You're right. That's right.
Oh, it's a bit.
Father wants you to know that He sees your heart.
天父要你知道说他看见你的心。
Sometimes you have been discouraged.
有时候你觉得好像就是就是受挫。
And sometimes you look at other people and see that they have been blessed, and you feel that you have been overlooked.
Sometimes, 好像就是你看到就是说别人被祝福的时候，好像觉得你自己被忽略了。
But Father wants you to know that His favor is on you.
可是天父要你知道，就是说他的恩宠在你的身上。
So chin up.
所以抬起头。
And walk in that favor.
并且在这个恩宠里行走。Amen.
All right. Well, we'll do some more prophetic in a little while.
好，那再过一下子，我们会有更多的先知预言的服事。
I need to go get my paper. Let's take a quick break.
我们快快的休息一下。
Stand up, get a drink of water. All come together.
好，那我们回到座位。
So we have talked about receiving God's love.
那我们刚才讲到，就是说怎么样领受神的爱。
Allowing that love to flow back to God in worship and adoration of our Lord.
那让这个爱就是说重新就是说回应给神，就是对他的敬拜，然后对他的爱慕。
And then allowing that love to touch us so that we know who we are.
那也让这个爱触摸我们的心，让我们认识自己是谁。
As beloved.
啊，身为就是说神所心爱的。
In Christ.
在基督里。
Now we're going to talk about loving our neighbor.
好，那现在我们要讲到就是说爱他人，就爱我们的邻舍。
This can be pretty difficult at times.
这有时候会蛮困难的。
We do this by grace.
那我们是凭着恩典来做这件事情。
We ask the Lord to help us to love.
我们求神帮助我们来爱。
And the reason that Scripture that Jesus said we are to love our neighbor as ourselves.
那耶稣说，就是我们要爱我们的邻舍如同自己的原因呢？
Is because we definitely need to.Receive that love for ourselves before we can give it out.
就是因为我们需要先领受对我们自己的爱，我们才能够爱他人。
Just as Pastor Laura said.
就像 Laura 牧师说的。
So know that this is by grace.
那就是要第一个要知道，就是说这是凭着恩典。
We ask for it.
我们求。
John 13:34 says.
那约翰福音十三章三十四节说。
This is my commandment.
这是我的命令。
That you love one another as I have loved you.
你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样。
By this, all men will know that you are my disciples.
借着这个，大家就会知道你们是我的门徒。
That you have love one for another.
因为你们彼此有爱。
As I said, this can be difficult.
就像我刚才说过的，这有时候蛮困难的。
A lot of times we will be experiencing wounding in our own heart.
很多时候我们心里面自己有伤害。
There will be another person with wounding in their hearts.
那就是也许另外一个人也会有，就是心里面有伤害。
Then there's wounding of each other.
然后就会彼此伤害。
Part of loving others is getting our wounds healed.
那彼此相爱的一部分呢，就是要就是我们自己里面的伤害要得着医治。
We need to come to an understanding that when someone is doing something that's hurting us.
我们需要就是达到一个认知，就是说，当另外一个人在做一件事情在伤害我们的时候
，It's usually because of some wounding in them.
通常是因为他们自己里面也已经受了伤。
So we say to the Lord.
所以我们就要对神说。
Please, Lord, give me your perspective.
主啊，求你给我你的眼光。
Help me to understand what is going on with this person.
帮助我，让我知道，就是说这个人到底是怎么回事。
Let me pray for those who despitefully use me.
主啊，帮助我，就是来为那些恶待我的人来祷告。
Now this is very tied with forgiveness.
那这跟饶恕有很密切的关系。
One of the most powerful ways that we love is to forgive.
我们爱人，就是说其中一个最有大能的方式就是饶恕。
We say, "Help me, Lord."
我们说主啊，帮助我们。
Help me to forgive.
帮助我可以饶恕。
I found in my own life.
我发觉就是在我自己的生命里。
That if I'm praying and I feel like my prayers aren't quite going past the ceiling.
如果我祷告呢，我觉得我的祷告到天花板好像就不能再上去了。
The first thing I need to do is say, Lord, is there someone I need to forgive?
我第一件需要做的事情就是说，主啊，是不是有人我需要饶恕的？
When we are walking in unforgiveness,
当我们走在不饶恕中的时候，
it is very hard to receive healing for ourselves.
我们就很难就是领受对自己的医治，
or deliverance,
或者是释放，
or greater anointing and revelation,
或者是更大的恩膏和启示。
We have to set our hearts to forgive.
我们需要就是定下心，要就是下定决心饶恕。
But there's a key to forgiveness that we aren't taught very often.
可是就是饶恕有个关键，我们常常就是不会被教导到这个。
And that key is getting the wounds healed.
那这个关键呢，就是我们里面的伤需要得医治。
See, the accuser comes in two ways.
因为这个控告者会有两种方式进来。
Takes us before the Father.
他就会带我们到天父面前。
And says, "Ah, this person is not forgiving."
然后他就说啊，这个人没有饶恕。
I'm going to attack this person.
所以我要来攻击这个人。
But the other way.
可是另外一个方式呢
？Is ah, this person has a wound.
那他就说啊，这个人有一个就是他里面有个伤。
This wound is causing the person to sin in some way.
那这个伤就是让这个人就是在某种方式来犯罪。
So what we need to do is ask the Lord.
所以我们需要做的事情就是求神。
To heal the wound in our heart.
来医治我们里面的伤害。
while we are choosing to forgive the other person.
当我们在选择就是饶恕另外一个人的时候，我们同时我们的伤也需要得医治。
I like the analogy of drinking poison.
我很喜欢这个比喻，就是说我们喝毒药。
And assuming that it will bring vengeance on the other person.
然后觉得说，然后是希望就是说你恨的那个人会死。
That's what unforgiveness does.
那不饶恕就是会做这样的事情。
It poisons us.
就是他其实是毒就是害了自己。
But has absolutely no effect on the other person.
可是他其实完全没有影响到那个人。
So why do it?
所以干嘛这样做？
Why be unforgiving?
为什么要不饶恕呢？
Instead, we say, Lord.
那就是，与其做这样的事，不如我们说主啊。
By your grace, you're healing my wounds.
就是主啊，你凭着你的恩典，你在医治我里面的伤害。
By your grace, you're giving me a deeper understanding of the other person's wounds.
凭着恩典，你也让我更深的认识另外一个人里面的伤害。
And by your grace, you're helping me to forgive.
那凭着你的恩典，你也帮助我饶恕。
A lot of times we have to repeat this.
很多时候我们需要重复的来做这件事情。
And that's okay.
那这也没关系。
God understands.
神很了解。
He says, just keep trying.
他说就是你就继续试。
You'll get there.
就是你会总有一天你会达到的。
Sometimes we don't want to forgive.
有时候我们不想要饶恕。
And we say, Lord.
那我们就说主啊。
Help me to want to forgive.
帮助我想要饶恕。
See, that's grace again.
所以这个又是恩典。
There are other things that we can do to love our neighbor.
那有其他的事情我们可以做的，就是来爱我们的邻舍。
First of all, we need to love our brothers and sisters.
那第一个呢，就是要爱我们的兄弟姐妹。
The way we love our brothers and sisters is we see Christ in them.
那就是我们爱我们的
Yeah, in the church.
Okay,
yeah,
弟兄姐妹，不好意思。就是那爱我们弟兄姐妹的方式呢，就是我们就求神说，主啊，帮助我用你的眼光来看这一位。
We choose to not agree with the accuser.
那我们选择就是说，就是不和控告者不同意控告者的话。
We watch the words that we speak.
那我就是我们要注意我们口中讲出的话语。
Now it's interesting because sociologists say.
因为很重要的，很有意思，就是说那个社会学家说到呢。
That Asian culture.
就是亚洲文化。
Is based on an honor shame system.
是建造在一个就是荣誉与羞耻的这个根基上。
And that means that there will be the tendency to use shaming words on each other.
那意思呢，就是说会有一个倾向，就是说容易用一些，就是说羞辱或者是羞，给人带来羞耻的话语来彼此对说。
To be critical of each other.
就是容易就是说彼此批评。
And so we need to ask the Lord to guard our tongues.
所以我们需要求神，就是说真的来就是说保护我们的舌头嘴巴。
Scripture says life and death is in the tongue.
那经文讲到说，就是那个生死在舌头的权下。
So when we speak to one another,
所以当我们就是说那个对别人说话的时候
，we speak as Gideon was spoken to.
我们要像就是说那个神对基甸说话的时候一样。
Where was Gideon when God found him?
当神找到基甸的时候，他在哪里呢
？He was hiding.
他是躲在那个酒榨里。
He was afraid.
他很害怕。
What did God call him?
那可是神叫他叫什么
？A mighty man of valor.
大能的勇士啊。
Now he didn't really believe that.
那他那时候其实不太相信这一点。
But God made sure he knew the potential that was in him.
可是神非要他确定的知道，就是说他里面的潜能。
We need to stop trying to be the Holy Spirit.
我们必须要停止，就是说不要再来，就是说篡夺圣灵的角色。
Allow the Holy Spirit to bring conviction when it's necessary.
你要让就是圣灵来指责另外一个人，就是当他需要就是说被光照他要改变的东西的时候，要让圣灵来做这件事。
Because when the Holy Spirit does it, it's very loving.
因为当圣灵做这件事的时候，是充满了爱的。
It doesn't have that sharp critical piece to it.
就不会好像带着这个尖刺，然后带着这个批评的声音。
So we guard our tongues and we speak to potential.
所以我们要勒住我们的舌头，然后我们对潜能来说话。
We speak to what's truly in the hearts of each person that God has created.
那我们要对就是说每一个人的心，就是里面真实的心来说话。这个心是神所创造的。
If we're having trouble seeing the good in another person,
如果我们好像很困难，没有办法看到另外一个人里面的好。
Again, ask the Lord how the Lord sees that person.
那你就要再次来问说，主啊，那你怎么看这个人？
Now those that don't know Jesus,
那不认识耶稣的人呢？
There's a very simple formula.
有一个很简单的一个公式。
In Scripture.
在圣经里面讲到的。
The kindness of God leads to repentance.
是神的恩慈带领人悔改。
We need other people who are not Christians to experience God's love through us.
我们需要非基督徒，就是说透过我们感受到神的爱。
The old-fashioned way of telling everybody that they're sinners.
就是那个传统老旧的方式，就是跟大家说你是罪人。
Doesn't work very well.
就是其实那个功效并不大。
It brings more shame.
因为这样会将更多的羞耻带给人。
But there's no love in that.
可是这里面没有爱。
We love people into the kingdom.
我们要把人爱到神的国里。
And we can use the unique gifts that God has given each one of us.
并且我们可以就是运用我们里面就是说神给我们每个人独特的恩赐。
If we're given the gift of hospitality,
如果神给我们就是说接待人的恩赐。
Then just by being hospitable, we will draw people to the love of God.
那你光是温暖的接待人，你就会把人就是说吸引到神的爱中。
We ask the Lord, show me the person that you want me to love.
那我们就求神说，主啊，求你向我显明你要我爱哪一个人。
Into the kingdom.
把哪一个人爱进神的国里。
Constantly asking the Lord, bring somebody to me that I can love into the kingdom.
你要常常求神说，主啊，求你把一个人带到我生命当中，可以让我来爱。
Show me the unique way that you want to reach this person.
向我显明就是说你要就是触摸这个人的那个独特的方式。
Help me be you to them, Lord.
帮助我就是说。对待他就像我是你一样。
So when we do this,
所以当我们这样做的时候
，then God works a beautiful masterpiece.
那神就会将一个很美丽的一个，就是神会把它制作的非常的美丽。
Formed by many people's different expressions of love.
那就是用许多人不同的。就是表达爱的方式来织成一片美丽的这个情景。
The more that a spirit of love penetrates a church,
那就是说，那个神的那个爱的灵越多来浸透一个教会的时候
，the more people are drawn into that love.
那就有更多人会被吸引到这个爱里。
And they want to stay too.
而且他们也会想要留下来。
Now, if there is disunity in a church,
那如果一个教会里面有就是不合一的话
，we know. Let me back up. We know that the Lord in His high priestly prayer.
那等一下，我先讲到说，就是那个就是主在他的那个就是说最终的祷告里面
，He prayed that we would be as one.
就是他就是耶稣上十字架前的那个祷告，他说主啊，让他们合而为一。
We will not see a move of His glory.
就是我们不会看到神荣耀的倾倒。
Until we are functioning in love.
直到我们会在爱中来运行。
The Lord told me.
神告诉我。
That we will change the face of Taiwan.
就是我们可以来改变整个台湾。
When we as Christians.
当我们身为基督徒。
Come together in unity.
可以一起合一。
And we are in one.When we are of one heart in His love.
然后在他的爱中，就是只有一颗心。
He said the next move of His glory will be based on love.
他说就是他下一波荣耀的彰显和运作呢，都会是以爱为根基。
He said the reason that many revivals fail.
他说很多的复兴为什么会失败呢？
To continue,
就是为什么他会停止，然后没有继续下去
is because people started moving away from love.
是因为人们开始就是说开始不连于爱，就是开始从爱渐渐挪开。
Within a church, there may be disunity.
在一个教会当中，也许有不合一的状况。
Sometimes there's hard decisions to be made.
有时候有一些很困难的决定要做。
The people need to come together.
那就是神的百姓需要聚集在一起。
That are in disagreement.
然后就是那个就是有不同意的。
Come with hearts of love.
然后要带着爱的心，充满爱的心。
Understanding each other's perspectives.
然后彼此了解彼此的看法和角度。
And then pray together until they are in unity.
然后一起祷告，直到他们合一为止。
The world needs to see that we are in unity.
这个世界需要看到，就是我们是合一的。
Otherwise, they're not going to want what we have.
不然他就不会想要我们所有的。
Which is the most incredible gift in the whole universe and beyond.
那我们有的是什么呢？我们有的是这整个宇宙，并且超过宇宙，就是最奇妙的礼物。
That is His love.
就是神的爱。
So I have a story to tell you.
所以有个故事要跟你们说。
I have lots of stories.
我有很多的故事。
This one is about a situation I went through several years ago.
那这是讲到就是说我几年前遇到的一个情况。
So, there was an extremely painful betrayal in our family.
那就是在我的家中就是有一个非常痛苦的一个背叛。
And in that process, there was my family completely broke apart.
那就是在这个情况当中呢，就是我的整个家庭就支离破碎了。
A lot of hateful words.
很多的就是说充满恨的话语。
A lot of isolation.
然后很多的就是说那个孤单。
And in the midst of this,
那在这个当中呢
I felt as though I had lost everything.
我感觉到我好像失去了一切。
In many ways, I had lost a lot.
那在很多方面来说，我的确失去了很多。
Went through incredible loss.
就是我真的是经过了非常大的就是说那个失去。
And grieving.
然后很多的悲伤。
It wasn't my fault.
然后并不是我的错。
So I had a breath prayer.
所以我那时候就是我做了一个呼吸式祷告。
More of your love, wisdom, and power, precious Lord.
就是我写了这个短短的这个就是那个呼吸式祷告，就是说那个主啊，更多你的爱，更多你的智慧，更多你的能力。
I guess I should explain a breath prayer. Okay. A breath prayer is a short prayer that you pray in one breath or one sentence.
就呼吸式祷告就是说一个短短的就是说你吸一口气之间就可以祷告一次的这种祷告，就是一个短的祷告。
And you just repeat it with meaning and feeling.
所以就是你带着情感，然后你带着意义，就是说来重复这个祷告。
Throughout the day.
然后就是一天当中可以祷告很多次。
It helps keep you focused on the Lord.
因为这个帮助你将焦点放在神身上。
It's not supposed to be vain repetition.
那当然，这不是就是碎碎念，你知道。
It's supposed to give you focus.
这个是就是应该是要就是把焦点带回到神身上。
So that's been my prayer for many years.
所以我很多年来我都做这一个祷告。
And I had this breath prayer set up to say love first.
那我当我写这个呼吸式祷告的时候，我先求他的爱。
Because you can't have wisdom without love.
因为没有爱就不能有智慧。
Love is the basis of wisdom.
因为爱就是这个智慧的根基。
Power and anointing.
那这个大能跟恩膏呢
？Has to be pure.
一定需要是纯净的。
It has to be based on love.
必须是要就是建立在爱上面。
So when I prayed more of your love, wisdom, and power, Lord.
所以当我说就是主啊，就是求你给我更多的爱、智慧和能力。
I was telling the Lord that I wanted to experience more of His love in my life.
那就是我在告诉神的，就是说主啊，我希望在我的生命当中经历更多你的爱。
And I wanted to love others the way He loves me.
并且主啊，我想要就是爱别人如同你爱我一样。
So I actually am not like steering off on another train of thought. This ties in.
这也是我故事的部分，所以我不是分心了。
I just thought I better explain that early on.
我只想说，我应该早就是早早的就那个 解释这一点。
Okay, back to the pain and betrayal.
Okay, 好，那再讲回到那个痛苦跟背叛。
When this betrayal first occurred,
那当这个背叛 的事情刚发生的时候呢
？I determined that I would forgive.
就我就下定决心说我要饶恕。
And those were the first words out of my mouth.
那我就是我嘴巴里出来的第一句话就是这样子。
It was much harder to do than I thought.
可是这比我想象中的要就是要做到比我想象中的难很多。
Many times I cried out to the Lord.
那很多时候我跟神哭求。
Help me to continue to forgive.
主啊，求你帮助我能够持续的来饶恕。
Because the far-reaching effects of what happened.
因为就是这个事情所带出来，就是说那个很广的这个影响。
Continued.
就是一直持续的在影响许许多多的事情。
Lord, help me forgive.
主啊，帮助我饶恕。
Help me to love everyone involved.
帮助我爱所有就是说这跟这个情况有关的人。
Give me the strength to overcome this grieving.
主啊，给我这个力量可以来胜过我里面的这个悲伤。
Lord, put my life back together.
主啊，求你将我生命的碎片真的是重组在一起。
Sometimes it was just help me, God.
有时候我就只能说主啊，帮助我。
That's all I could pray.
我唯一能够祷告的就是这样。
I've been through a lot in my life, as many of you know from the last time.
那很多人就是上次有听过我见证，都知道我生命当中经历了很多的不容易。
I've had to do a lot of forgiving in my life.
那我生命当中我有需要做了很多的饶恕。
Having a grandfather who was a Satanist.
因为就是我的祖父是个撒旦教徒。
You can imagine there was a lot to forgive.
你可以想象我有很多需要饶恕的东西。
But this was even more difficult.
可是这一次的这件事情比这个还要困难。
I didn't love perfectly.
我那时候我并没有用就是完美的爱来爱。
There were times where I was angry with what had happened.
有时候我因为发生的事情我很愤怒。
Angry with the people that had hurt me so deeply.
那我对就是说伤害我的人就是非常的生气。
But I would quickly give that back to God.
可是我就会很快的把这个又交给神。
I'd say, Lord, forgive me.
我就会说主啊，饶恕我。
I want to walk in love.
帮助我可以走在行在爱中。
So this one night.
所以有一个天晚上呢。
I was praying a deep grieving prayer.
我在祷告一个就是非常深沉悲伤的祷告。
God, I don't know if I can keep doing this.
主啊，我不知道我做能不能再继续下去。
Can I keep loving and forgiving when there's more and more pain?
就是当就是痛苦就是接二连三的又来的时候，那我真的能够就是继续爱下去，继续饶恕下去吗
？I felt Jesus' hand on my head.
那我就感觉到耶稣的头，耶稣的手按在我的头上。
And he's pouring love into me.
然后他将爱倾倒在我里面。
And he's loving me.
然后他爱我。
And he's giving me the love that I need for others.
然后他也给我那个我所需要的用来爱他人的爱。
Now I'm someone who sees angels pretty easily.
那我这个人就是我看到天使蛮常见的。
I also see demons at times.
那有时候我也看到邪灵。
I like the angels better.
我比较喜欢看到天使。
So in this situation, I see an angel coming towards me.
那这一次呢，我就看到有一个天使走到我这里来。
This was a big, beautiful angel.
是一个就是很大很美丽的天使。
He had a very large sword.
他带着一把很大很大的剑。
He was holding it upright like this.
那他是就是直直的这样拿着这把剑。
He placed the sword in me.
然后他就把这把剑放到我的里面。
So I had to emphasize that it was like this and not like this.
所以我需要说这个剑是就是说直直的这样子，不是戳到我里面。
He placed the sword in me.
所以他就把这把剑放到我里面。
And then he was gone.
然后天使就不见了。
Of course, it was a spiritual sword.
那当然这是属灵的剑，不是真的剑。
He's given me other swords before.
那他以前有给过我其他的剑。
But I've never had a sword placed in me.
可是从来没有就是说把剑放到我里面过。
So I started to pray and ask the Lord, what was this all about?
所以我就开始祷告，就问神说，主啊，这是怎么回事？
And it was several days before I got the answer.
然后过了几天，神才回答我。
And then the Lord spoke.
然后神就说话了。
And he said to me,
然后他对我说,
That is the sword of love.
这是爱的剑。
That it's the greatest weapon that you will ever have.
它是这是你所能拥有最大能的武器。
He said, "Do you realize that you asked for this pain?"
就是你有没有意识到，就是说你向我求了这个痛苦。
I said, "What do you mean, God? Why would I ask for this much pain?"
然后我就说主啊，你说这个话是什么意思？就是我怎么可能跟你求了这么大的痛苦？
He said, "You asked to have my kind of love."
他就说，因为你求我说，就是要用我爱人的方式来爱人。
He said, "My kind of love forgives in the face of betrayal."
就是我的爱是当面对背叛的时候，我仍然继续在爱的。
My kind of love doesn't look at the offense.
那就是我的爱是不去看这个冒犯，不去看这个伤害的。
My kind of love doesn't give up.
我的爱是不放弃的。
You asked for it.
你求了。
And he also said, "I'm giving you the grace to do it."
而且他也跟我讲说，并且我给你恩典，让你可以做到。
So in that moment, I understood.
所以就在那一刻，我就了解了。
That this experience, though very painful.
就是这一次的经历虽然非常的痛苦
gave me an anointing,
就是给了我一个恩膏
to love people.
让我可以来爱人
When I hug you,
当我拥抱你的时候
That is God's love coming through when any of us hug you.
那就是我们任何 团队任何一位如果拥抱你的话
Our prayer is that God's love is flowing from us to your heart.
我们的祷告就是说，神的爱透过我们，就是流到你的心里，来就是来医治，就是让你们能够就是说认识到他所的他就是他的爱。
So strangely enough,
所以很奇怪的呢。
I used to think it was odd that I was thankful that I had been through satanic ritual abuse.
我以前觉得很奇怪，就是说我为好像我小时候被这个撒旦教就是做那个很严重的虐待，就是我为此而觉得感恩。
But this was even bigger for me.
可是这件事情对我来说更大。
And I'm so thankful that I went through it.
然后我很感恩，就是说我经过了这件事情。
Because now I understand in a very small way.
因为就是现在我就变成说我可以用很微小的方式可以来了解。
The very incredible love that Jesus felt for us.
就是耶稣那个奇妙没有办法形容的爱。
When he endured the cross,
当他就是说经过这个十字架的苦楚
，regardless of the betrayal,
即使就是不管他是被背叛了
，regardless of anything that we do now,
即使我们现在不管我们现在就是做了什么事情
，he loves us so deeply,
他是如此深的爱我们
，and now I understand that love.
然后现在我了解了这个爱
，so I'm so thankful.
所以我很感恩。
I bought this cross or this sword.
我买了这个就是一把剑的项链。
Actually, it was a gift when I told someone this story.
其实是就是当我跟一个人分享这个故事之后，他送我这个礼物。
And when I start feeling frustrated with someone,
那当我开始就觉得就是有一个人让我觉得很烦的时候。
Obviously, I don't love perfectly.
就是很清楚，就是说我的爱也不是完美的。
I grab my sword.
我就会抓住我的剑。
And I say, I'm gonna love.
那我就会说，我要选择爱。
Just like Jesus did.
就像耶稣一样。
It brings us to a place where the enemy has nothing, finds nothing in us.
那这个就会将我们带到一个地步，就是仇敌在我们身上毫无所有。
So I want to speak that love into each of you.
所以我想要将这个爱就是真的是就是宣告进每一个人的心里。
The first thing we will do, though.
可是我们第一个要做的事呢
？We will go into a time of forgiveness.
我们会进到一个就是一个饶恕的一个时刻。
Healing our wounds.
来医治我们的伤害。
And then we will pray love over you.
然后就是我们会祷告爱，释放爱。
And then anyone who wants a hug can have a hug.
然后任何人如果想要被拥抱的话，都可以上来被拥抱。
And receive God's love.
然后领受神的爱。
Okay. All right, let's bow our heads.
好，那我们低下头。
Precious Jesus.
宝贵的耶稣。
You have forgiven us much.
主啊，你赦免了我们许多。
You have taken away our shame.
主啊，你将我们的羞耻都除去了。
And you have brought us into the family of God.
并且你将我们带到神的家中。
And this family of God is a family of love.
主啊，这个家庭是一个爱的家庭。
So we come before you now.
所以主啊，我们现在来到你面前。
And we say we want more of your love.
我们说主啊，我们要更多你的爱。
We want to experience more of your love in our hearts.
我们要经历更多你的爱在我们的心中。
And we want to express that love to others.
并且我们要将这个爱就是表达给身边的人。
So Lord, we are going to spend a few minutes with you, just allowing you to search our hearts.
所以主啊，我们要花几分钟的时间，就让你来省察我们的心。
Show us a place where we need to forgive.
主啊，求你来向我们显明，就是我们需要饶恕的地方。
Especially if there's a place where we need to forgive ourselves.
特别是我们需要饶恕自己的地方。
And Lord, any offense that has brought pain to us,
任何的冒犯就是有让我们的心痛苦的。
We're going to surrender that to you for healing.
我们要将这个降服在你面前得着医治。
So let's just spend a few minutes with the Lord.
那我们就花几分钟时间跟神在一起。
Listening for something that needs to be forgiven.
聆听就是有我们需要饶恕的地方。
And letting the Lord reveal any wounds that might have occurred.
那就是让神来显明，就是我们里面有没有任何的伤害需要得医治的。
So there is a hindering spirit that is trying to keep us from doing what it is that we know we need to do.
有一个拦阻的灵在试着拦阻，就是我们知道我们在神面前需要做的事情。
It's in the form of a dragon.
看起来像是龙的样子。
And in the name and authority of Jesus Christ, we command that thing out now.
所以奉主耶稣基督的名和权柄，我们现在就斥责这个东西，现在就离开。
We command a hindering spirit out now.
我们吩咐这个拦阻的灵现在就离开。
We speak forth a spirit of forgiveness.
我们宣告一个饶恕的灵在我们当中。
Reconciliation.
和好的灵。
Unity.
合一的灵。
Cleanse this, Lord.
主啊，求你来洁净。
We plead your blood over all of us.
主啊，你的宝血在我们每个人身上。
Washing us clean.
洗净我们。
Thank you, Lord, that you are sending your angels and posting them about this place.
感谢主，因为你主啊，你在差遣你的天使，让他们在我们的四围站岗。
So that forgiveness and reconciliation can take place.
所以让这个饶恕跟和好可以在我们当中发生。
We declare a spirit of shame is broken off of this whole area in Jesus' name.
我们宣告就是羞耻的灵要从这整个区域要离开。
Accusation is broken in the name of Jesus.
一切的定罪控告要完全的被破除。
A commitment to love and forgiveness.
我们宣告一个对爱和饶恕的委身。
And Lord, right now I cut off every accusation and condemnation that has come to each person here.
是的，主，我现在断开，就是来攻击每一个人的定罪和控告。
I declare that we will only believe the truth from the Word of God.
我们宣告，我们只相信就是神的真理。
That says that we are redeemed.
神的真理说我们是被赎的。
That you took our shame.
主啊，你背负了我们的羞耻。
And that you love us, Lord.
并且你爱我们。
So Lord, I am praying right now.
所以主啊，我们现在来祷告。
That as we make a commitment to forgive.
当我们现在委身，主啊，真的是下定决心要饶恕的时候。
That you are also healing the wounds in our hearts.
主啊，你同时也在医治我们心中的伤害。
Caused by others.
主啊，是别人所加给我们的伤害。
So if you could all just picture handing any wounds to the Lord.
所以你如果就是可以就是说看到或者是想象，就是说你把你的伤害都交给神。
However those wounds seem to appear to you.
那不管这些伤害对你来说看起来像什么样子。
And if we could please pray together.
那如果我们可以一起来祷告。
Lord, I am choosing to forgive.
主啊，我们选择饶恕。
Help me to do this by your grace.
主啊，帮助我凭着你的恩典做这件事。
I can't do it on my own.
主啊，我自己做不到。
But you've already made a way.
可是你已经为我开路了。
You've already set the example.
你已经为我做了这个范例。
Dear Lord, I surrender to you the wounds in my heart.
亲爱的主，我将我里面的伤害降服于你。
Help me to experience complete healing.
主啊，帮助我能够经历到完全的医治。
Lord, I declare myself set free from unforgiveness.
主啊，我宣告我是从不饶恕得着自由。
And healed of all wounds.
并且完全的从一切伤害得着医治。
Lord, remind me when I need reminding.
主啊，当我需要被提醒的时候，求你提醒我。
That I have forgiven.
我已经饶恕了。
Just as you have forgiven me.
就像你已经饶恕了我一样。
Dear Lord, I want a sword of love.
主啊，我也要这个爱的剑。
Help me to carry it.
帮助我可以盛装这个爱的剑。
With courage.
是带着勇气。
Based on your grace.
是建造于在你的恩典上面。
Help me to receive more and more of your forgiveness for me, Lord.
主啊，求你帮助我可以领受更多更多你对我的赦免。
I know it's already done with you.
主，我知道这一切都已经成全了。
But give me a greater revelation of it.
主啊，求你给我更大的启示。
So Lord, I choose to receive your love.
主，我选择，我选择领受你对我的爱。
And I choose to extend your love.
并且我选择给出你的爱。
Thank you, Lord, for making a way.
主啊，谢谢你为我开路。
To walk in freedom.
让我能够走在自由中。
Thank you, Lord, for making a way.
主啊，谢谢你为我开路。
For me to experience closeness with you.
让我能够就是与你亲密。
For me to experience deliverance.
让我能够经历到释放。
And healing on every level.
和在每一个层面的医治。
By your love.
借着你的爱。
In your name we pray.
主奉祢的名我们祷告。
So Lord, now I declare,
所以主啊，现在我宣告，
that your love is being poured out over every one of us,
你的爱被倾倒在每一位的身上，
in a greater and greater measure,
就更多更多的倾倒，
your grace filling us,
你的恩典充满我们。
And that you are helping us to live grace-filled lives.
并且你帮助我们可以活出充满恩典的生命。
To touch a hurting and a dying world.
来触摸这个受伤、这个正在死亡的世界。
And in your name, Jesus, we pray.
主耶稣，奉祢的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Some of you may need to process this a little bit.
所以你们有些人可能会就是说需要继续的，就是说经过这个过程。
Know that the enemy will try and bring back whatever you have just forgiven.
就你们刚才所饶恕的东西，你要知道，就是说仇敌会试着要把它再带回来。
Or reestablish the wounds.
或者是就是重新来建立，就是说这个伤害。
But you've made a legal declaration with the Lord.
可是你已经在神面前做了一个就是合法的决定。
And he's going to honor that.
并且神会来尊荣这个决定。
What we're going to do now?
那我们现在要做的事呢？
We have about 15 minutes left.
我们有大概十五分钟。
Before lunch.
那在午餐前。
I'm hungry. Are you?
我很饿。你们饿了吗？
Okay. And what we will do?
那我们要做的事呢？
We're just going to minister God's loving grace.
就我们会将就是服侍神的爱和恩典。
And give you a hug if you need one.
然后如果你要的话，我们可以拥抱你。
Probably give you a hug even if you don't need one.
你如果不需要拥抱，我们还是会拥抱你。
Because we love hugging.
因为我们很喜欢拥抱。
We won't do any prophetic ministry at this time.
可是我们不会发任何预言。
Or we won't be able to hug everybody.
不然我们就抱不到所有的人了。
Okay. We will do more tonight.
我们今天晚上还会做更多的预言。
Okay. So if you would like to just receive a touch from the Lord.
如果你想要就是说被神触摸，
then you can come up now.
那你可以到前面来。